Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another podcast, Studio B2, aka Tim Keller's Basement. Life and health, you already know our names. We in here, we're global, worldwide.
But let's say him again. I'm Tim.
You got Thomas, and he got Cody.
Yeah, Cody.
Yeah, all global. Right,
so, fellas, how's everybody been since the last podcast?
Good, man. Good, man. On vacation. Loving it.
So you have a week off, don't you?
Tim has been loving it.
Yeah.
Living it up.
Living it up. How about you, man? How you doing, Cody?
Cold.
Yeah, Cody's over here right now while we're doing the podcast, icing his left ankle. He had a little injury in a fitness center this week, so we're just trying to get him healthy again.
Dude, this thing happened like 2 weeks ago when I was playing soccer.
I know, but we're trying to get you healthy now.
I feel like an old man, so I'm like hobbling around everywhere.
You're the young one of the group.
I am not an old man.
You're the young one of the group.
You act like an old man.
So what's wrong with that? I'm mature for my age. That's what I've been told.
Okay. If that's what you want to tell yourself.
All right, so anything we're revisiting from last week?
No, man, I think it's all pretty good. I think we laid it out there, and I thought that worked out really well.
All right, what's the topic of the day,
Whoa,
Tim?
Wait. We got to go over goals and, or not goals, well, challenges and stuff.
My challenge was a two-month-long challenge, so I really don't have much to report. Besides being on vacation, I haven't honestly really started it, but already have a plan in motion for myself to start that, and that will start up Tuesday, September 2nd, after Labor Day.
It's September 1st, Labor Day.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. So it's that Tuesday when kind of my schedule gets back on a routine. I'm very much a routine person, so when that comes up, I'll be starting my, I mean, it'll be a month and 3 weeks instead of 2 months, but I'll still be good. I'll be able to, I'm pretty sure, and I have a goal set to lose the 20 pounds.
And this one over, you'll be good to go.
Yeah. And then Cody had a challenge for the week, which I don't think he completely did.
Nah,
but he did.
Like, completely? If we're going by, like, 110% complete, I failed it. Because I didn't turn off my phone today, and I didn't turn off my phone Saturday. Mm-hmm. So every other day, I guess Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, Sunday, Saturday, did that.
Mm-hmm. And what did you, I mean, I know it was only an hour. Did that make you think of anything? Was it weird not having your phone on for an hour that you didn't look at it for an hour?
No, because like most of the time I found more productive stuff to do.
Okay, cool.
So like just stuff I had to get done. Like I changed my spark plugs and whatnot, mm-hmm. like fixed that in my Jeep. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I found that, you know, it kind of helped. And sometimes I don't really need my phone as much as you guys think I do. Even though I turned it back on and lit up like a damn Christmas tree.
Well, you know.
Yeah, that stuff that came in, what was actually important?
Maybe some emails. That was about it.
Yeah.
Maybe some emails and some text messages. I was like planning stuff in the middle of it. I just kind of ditched everybody. As Tim Keller was like, turn your phone off. So I turned my phone off.
Tim Keller didn't tell you to turn your phone off.
It was a challenge from Tim Keller.
That is true, but see, I wasn't in your ear the whole time about it.
Yeah, you were. I woke up with a cold sweat. Like, turn your
Did
damn phone
text
off.
Him and tell him to turn his phone off.
I didn't
off.
Text him at all about it.
You can turn it off.
You can check my text. I didn't send a message to him.
Oh, man. It feels like someone's stabbing my foot right now.
Yeah.
And then when I move in the ice, it's the worst thing ever.
Yeah. Thomas, how's everything going with you?
Solid. Didn't do my 5 a.m.s like I had hoped to.
Oh, so nope. You did have 5 a.m.s.
I knew he didn't do that.
What? A couple of the mornings I was up at 5:30, 6 o'clock. Well, I was up every morning this morning I was up at about 6:45.
Okay.
Every other morning I was up by 6. I just didn't get up at the 5 like I wanted to. There's always Monday. Well, not Monday. Mm. Tuesday.
Yeah, Monday's holiday, so let's not go for that.
So, it'll be in effects here soon. It's just a matter of getting on the right schedule and making it happen.
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
You were talking about got to get in the routine. Yep. Once you figure out the routine, should be good to go.
Cool. All right. Well, Cody kind of came up with, I think, the topic that we're going to go with today. And it's going to be recovery. And I know Cody had some notes, so we'll throw it over to Cody here, and we'll start talking about recovery, and then we'll pitch in.
Yeah, we got some notes. So since Thomas and I work in a gym and or a fitness center, people usually ask us a lot of questions, and one of the ones that I usually get more often than not is, hey, I'm sore. How do I fix this?
Great question.
Or I'm kind of like tired. How do I fix this? Or this is sore. What do I do to open this up?
Okay.
And we're basically going to talk about recovery from a few general standpoints, nutrition, Maybe some mobility and flexibility recovery stuff, and stress and sleep, kind of from those couple standpoints, and maybe some like probably we'll go over post workout nutrition, well, quote unquote nutrition, because it's very very brief, just some general guidelines, and maybe even some stuff to do beforehand to kind of keep you fresh and recovered.
Does this apply to everybody?
I think it does, man. Well, we'll talk about working out or exercise or any type of physical activity. So whether it be game day or just the general guy who's going to the gym, he has two kids, he's in his 30s, he's just trying to stay fit. You know, how can he basically...
Sounds like me.
Yeah, you're not that... You don't have two kids. I'm talking maybe like 35, 34, 37, like the older guy. you're just 30.
The older guy, 37's old.
37's old. I don't know, I'm 24, so it's like it's... Yeah. I don't know what old is.
Like my brother's 32 and he has two kids.
I did hear,
kids,
though, so. Like your body physically goes downhill after 35.
Well, thank you.
Is that true?
I don't know. I'm not 35.
Damn, I forgot. Your beard makes you look older than what you are.
Yeah, I'm getting... This is shaving up here tonight, man.
When do people ever try and guess your age?
No, I don't think so. Maybe in their head.
If you ask somebody to guess it, maybe.
Yeah. I don't really care what they think.
Yeah, it is true. After about 33, 35, it's different for everybody. Mm-hmm. It depends. It could be 30. It could be 35. It could be 38, 40. I mean, it just depends on where you're at, your genetic potential, and when you start to go down the other side of the hill.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, a lot of people who are that age, I mean, in the world are still exercising and or working out or maybe even playing a rec sport. So we're going to go over basically nutrition for them, post-workout, things to do to kind of keep you fresh and not let your age hold you down.
Cool. Well, let's start. If you don't mind, I'd like to start with soreness after workouts, because that's always a struggle for me the next day. It doesn't happen, you know, right away. But usually it seems like while you're sleeping, when you're resting, you wake up in the morning and you basically cannot move. What is something to help maybe prevent that, or to when that comes in to kind of work? Because sometimes for me, it can last for 2 days.
If you take time off and then start up again, or let's say you even take a week off and start up again, there's no way to avoid soreness.
You're just going to be sore.
So, okay. So in regards to what he just said, consistency is kind of like a key to that. But if you want to talk about immediate post-workout, if you want to start recovering right after your workout, and one thing that I'm sure Thomas and I don't do enough is probably a cool down. So some type of cool down to kind of like get rid of some of the lactic acid that you've built up.
Well, I know cool downs can be different for everybody, but give an example of like a typical cool down.
Hop on a bike and keep the pedals moving for about 5-10 minutes.
Row.
Okay.
Walk a little bit. Jog. Walk,
just something light.
Something where your body's moving, blood's
walk
flowing.
For a period of time.
Okay.
Stretch.
And you should do that like right after your heavy workout or your regular workout? Or can you do that a little bit later in the day?
You should probably do it right after what it is you've done.
Okay.
All this stuff's going to vary so much.
There is varieties in here. This is just an example of...
Well, it depends on what it is you're doing. If you're doing Olympic lifting stuff and you're hitting power cleans and snatches, then you need a stretch afterwards. You don't need to go for a run.
Right, because you're not really using your legs. You're using your upper body.
No, you are using your legs when you only lift.
Yeah.
But only lifters don't need to go run. They just need to stretch out.
Okay.
So I can kind of testify to that. So me being on an Olympic lifting program for the last 6 to 8-ish kind of weeks, this whole ankle thing's kind of put a damper on things and random beach trips and things of that nature. But after like post-workout, I should stretch more than I should stretch. I probably do it maybe once, twice a week if I'm lucky and I work out. I'm on this Catalyst program that's got me going 5 days a week. So, I mean, in regards to that, that's really going to help me out more than anything. Mm-hmm. Just stretching, because everything's really tight. Everything's a little beat up. I'm feeling kind of banged up.
Okay.
Just kind of open up some stuff.
I got you. So, it's a little different for everybody.
Yeah. Now, if you go do if you're an endurance athlete and you're running miles, then maybe your cool down's like an extra half a mile slow pace.
Like a light jog.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that from the cross country days.
Doing a bodybuilding workout, I mean, your cool down...
It's different for everybody.
It's different for what your purpose or what your workout is going to be.
Okay, cool.
So, just to make that evident.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's very different, and there's a lot of different research.
What else can you do besides cool down?
Besides a cool down?
Yeah. To help with DOMS, because DOMS is delayed onset muscle soreness. That's what you're talking about when you talk about soreness. Some people will hit 24 hours. A lot of people it takes 2 days or 48 hours, and then it can carry into 72 hours. Basically, let's kind of define what it is first. Delayed onset muscle soreness is actually small tears in your muscle fibers, and they're trying to rebuild themselves.
Okay.
All right. So you kind of mentioned lactic acid earlier. Lactic acid actually isn't what causes you to be sore. It's actually leftover small tears and hydrogen. I don't want to say this wrong. Not hydrogen ions, but... Oh, man. What's the word I'm looking for? What does antioxidants take out? Can't think of it at the moment.
I don't know.
I'm losing my...
We are blank.
We're going to tell you before blanking. The podcast is over.
Anyway, so you want to make sure you're moving after the workout. You want to eat something fairly well. Okay. You want to also sleep. Sleep talking about how many hours a night?
Seven. Isn't like seven like a good number? Like a good average?
I would say for the general person, 7 to 8 hours is probably good because of the fact that, like, me doing stuff, like, think about me recovering from the standpoint when I did the open and Thomas mm-hmm. was doing my programming, I did a lot of stuff. So I would honestly sleep for 8 hours and then even go home in the middle of the day from, like, work and sleep again. But, I mean, for your general person who has to get up and basically do actual stuff, like have a real job and have the benefit that I have being young and having a job where my hours are flexible – you want to sleep basically as much as you can. So I would say, let's say you got to get up at 7 a.m. to get kids going, to get this going, get this, do stuff. You should probably be in bed by 10:30, 11.
Okay.
If you're, you know, skipping a day, got a day in between, use that to kind of just move around a little bit, get a little bit more sleep. And then food obviously is going to play a major role.
Food obviously is going to play a role. But even in between, so if you're taking days off, you can even do stuff like active recovery. So let's say you're on a program where you're working out 3 days in a 3 days in a row. You got, let's say, a Thursday or a Friday or some random day off. Just be maybe a little active, not as much as you normally would, but, you know, get on a bike, do something, go play a rec sport. But even if some people don't do that, do some yard work, go for a walk, do some stuff around the house. Just keep yourself moving for that day, because one of the worst things that you can do for recovery is just sit around and not do anything at all.
Okay. Gotcha.
You come in and do a leg day. It's been a while. What hurts the next day?
My legs.
What do you want to do?
Nothing.
I don't want to do anything.
Absolutely nothing. It
hurts to sit on the toilet.
Yeah.
Or even on the couch.
It doesn't so much hurt to sit on the toilet. It's the part that, you know, when you got to get off the toilet, then it's going to really be painful.
So the worst thing you can do is sit around. You got to actually move around some the next day, especially the next day, because then you can – what you want to do is get some blood back into the area so it can take away some of the stuff that's been – tore up and then replace it with new stuff.
Okay.
It's like, you know, getting rid of the waste and bringing in something there.
I got you.
Flush it out. Flush out the old.
Cool.
Yeah.
What else?
So, I mean, generally, what else did we hit in general thing? We've hit sleep, we've hit nutrition, we've hit active recovery. Stress is a big thing, too. So, stress is another thing. If you're stressed out, you're not going to recover well. It's just point blank. You're not going to eat as well as you could. You're not going to sleep as well as you could.
There's the big circle again.
Mm-hmm. Tim, sleep, what were you about
stress,
to say?
Health, eat.
Yeah, this look on your face like you want to say something when I said stress.
No, I don't want to say anything. I'm just, yep, stress.
Deal with it, right?
That's right.
Something else you could do is foam roll or even use lacrosse balls to tack down the muscle fibers that are sticking together, tear them apart. So that it loosens things up.
Okay.
A cheap, easy foam roller is PVC pipe.
Right.
And I had that here, so.
Yeah.
Used it before. Anybody can go out and buy. I don't know what the diameter on that was. What do you think, inches?
No, that wasn't. Why was it a big 6-inch pipe?
I
thought it was like a 3-inch.
Is that? Do they go by radius or diameter?
It's lengthwise. It's not diameter. Yeah, it's not. It's diameter, yes.
It's
not
diameter.
Radius.
It's got to be 6 inches because that thing's like that big.
Okay.
So it's 6 inches in diameter then.
Yeah, maybe it is radius. I don't know. But yeah, I know what you're talking. I remember it.
It'd be 6 inches across.
Yeah.
About that. You want to get something that if you were to sit on it, you're going to be off the ground.
Yeah.
But then if that's too tough for you, you can always get some carpet or something and wrap that around it. But the PVC pipe only costs how much?
A couple bucks.
Buy it at Lowe's, buy it at Home Depot.
Right.
Yeah, but under $5 for a small piece.
If you go to Dick's or something like that, Dick's Sporting Goods, or if you go to, I don't know, any other sporting goods, or even if you get on Amazon, or even if you get on one of the popular equipment distributors, when you look at foam rollers, Trigger Point has a really nice one, but there's a bunch of them out there. You're looking at $20+ for a foam roller.
Okay.
If not $30, $40 for a foam roller.
Right.
Yeah, the Trigger Point ones that we ordered, what, $40?
They were...
$40 a piece. Remember.
No.
$30 a piece. But the Rumble roller was what, like $50?
Yeah, the 50.
And it's just a piece of foam.
Oh, it's foam, but it has divots the in it. Divots that kind of target the specific area.
Right.
But yeah, you want to, I mean, cheap, go with a PVC pipe.
It works.
If you want to splurge some,
yep,
get you another one. You can do that as well. Anything else? Lacrosse balls. Yeah, I mean, if you get on YouTube or something, just, you know, look up lacrosse balls and mobility. A bunch of stuff will pop up, and you can see stuff that you can work on. You just want to hit areas that are tight and sore, kind of work it all out.
That's cool.
What else?
All right, so from generally, before we, like, dive into something really specific, like what to eat after a workout or what to do for this, so we've hit, I think we're, anything else you can think of, I think we're good.
Tim?
Well, you should probably talk about what kind of foods would help you recover faster.
That's a little more specific when it comes to nutrition.
I understand that, but that's probably where we're at right
there. Yeah, so we're going back to nutrition. So post-workout nutrition.
Pop-Tarts.
No.
Yeah, man, Pop-Tarts and beer.
Why?
Because that's what people want.
You got to give me like a legit reason. You can't just say because.
Well, I don't want either.
Because someone told me to eat Pop-Tarts and drink beer after I got done working out.
That
that's
person
why.
Should probably jump off. Never mind. I'm not going to say what I'm thinking.
And I'm trying to think of who told you that.
Just, nobody told me that.
He just made that up. He's messing with me.
No, man. I'm just now you get people. They're like, "Oh, we should do this." Well, somebody such and such told me this.
You know, there are like articles out there in the internet floating around that says beer is a good, like, one beer, like, post workout's a good recovery because of the carbohydrates that are in it. And some random
that's just
shit
somebody that really likes
yeast.
Beer that wants a
probably
beer.
So. I mean, if you can find an actual peer reviewed research article that's looked into it, then maybe you could have some evidence there, but more than likely it's not happened. And we, all right, and I'm making fun of people reading something online somewhere, and here we are doing a podcast telling you what you maybe should and shouldn't do. We do have somewhat of a background in this stuff. So, you know, you can listen to us, but I want you to make sure everybody understands.
Do your research also.
Do the research.
Yeah.
And don't just take anything and everything straight to meaning what it means. You got to actually dig around and actually look for the academic research.
Right.
The scientific research.
That was that post-workout nutrition right there, Tim.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. All right, anyways. So are some of like the gimmicky stuff that's like that you see commercialized, is that stuff that's good for you, like Muscle Milks or... I can't really think of it. I know there's a couple of different kinds of Muscle Milks, and there's like, you know, what doesn't like Gatorade have like a, like there's the G program, like the G1, G2, G3. I think G3 is supposed to be your recovery. Is any of that stuff worthwhile? Is that like a gimmick? Is there a better option that might be more cost effective for people? Or
so generally post-workout, let's just talk about right after you work out, and they say the window, the time frame to get something in your system, it's because your insulin has actually spiked, and this is a great time to get something in. It's usually, what, 30 to 45 minutes?
30 minutes to an hour window. Here again, it depends on the person and how they recover, or
right.
not but recover, just, but how they metabolize food and how quick it goes down. So, I mean, you have the thought is 60-minute window to get in something to actually speed up the recovery process.
So let's say I get done my workout and then I go, because I usually do, I go home right after that. If I eat something, like wait until I get home to eat like a banana or, I don't know, help me out. Like what should...
Well, bananas definitely, because I do like, usually I do protein shakes and bananas, and we'll kind of get into that why after. But bananas are good from the standpoint that they have potassium.
Okay.
And potassium does what, Thomas?
Well, potassium helps fire your muscles. It's an electrolyte. It's released in the sarcoplasmic reticulum, and it helps with muscles.
Exactly. So, I mean, you can find potassium in a lot of drinks as well, but eating something like a banana, which is simple, you can go get by what? A pound of bananas for next to nothing, pretty much.
Yeah, bananas
are
fairly cheap.
Bananas are cheap. So, post-workout, within that whole hour, let's say hour time frame, you kind of want to get a good ratio of carbs to proteins.
Okay.
Proteins, because of the fact that it aids in muscle recovery, it helps you build new muscle tissue, and then carbohydrates because of the fact that it helps kind of aid in that recovery process because it transports it. And then it gives your glycogen store, you replenish your glycogen stores with carbohydrates. I'm sorry.
So let's say I come home, have a banana and an egg or two. That would be pretty good.
It's great.
Okay.
Is that what you normally do?
It is. Yeah, that's honestly what I normally do.
Really?
Yeah.
You never told us that. That's so awesome.
We've never talked about post-workout eating.
Well, today is the day.
Exactly. So that's why we're talking about it.
Today.
What you just said is a great idea. The big thing is to have some protein and carbohydrates. That's really the big thing for your post-workout window. Now, with your goal, what I would tell you to do, cut out the banana.
Cut out the banana.
Eat your eggs.
Mm-hmm.
You eat the whole egg. So you got
I eat the whole egg.
The egg whites and the yolks. So instead of doing a banana and two eggs, do three or four eggs, nothing else.
Okay.
With it. So you're going to, what that's going to do is force your body to use fat storage for metabolism mm-hmm. instead of relying on the carbohydrates.
Okay, so just eggs and nothing else.
Yep.
Which is fine with me.
Three or four eggs and nothing else.
Okay.
If you try this for a week or so, and if you happen to feel yourself get really, really tired after you work out and do that,
mm-hmm.
maybe throw in like a half a banana or something to give you a little bit, but not a lot.
Like a little sugar, like a spike.
A little bit of glucose. Do you have mm-hmm. any frozen berries or anything?
I do, yeah.
Okay, so even so, if you don't do a banana, maybe even three, four, I'm say too specific, but a few berries.
Like a small handful.
To go with the eggs. That way, but first try, just eggs.
Okay.
See how you feel, see how you recover, see if you don't have any brain fog or anything. Yeah, what in the world? It's terrible, isn't it?
It is.
Can't turn it off.
Can't turn it off.
Well, I'm doing a fantasy draft right now, man.
All right. Anyways,
picked the wrong time to do it.
No, I didn't.
So food, yes, and then of course, stay away from your processed stuff.
Sure. Right.
Now to the question earlier about the what was it? Muscle milk.
Yes. Uh huh.
Would it be good? Yes. Depends again on situation, how much you're working out. A lot of the muscle milk stuff. I think I haven't looked at one in a while, so don't quote me on this, has a lot of sugar alcohols, a lot of stuff that makes it taste good. And they've, again, with the chemically processed stuff, I mean, even with protein powder, certain things, it's always better to eat natural food if you have that option.
Okay.
The protein powder that I have is from, I think it's Well Food Company, which their protein powder is supposed to be from all grass-fed cows.
Is that what you had today?
Yeah.
I was wondering about that. Where'd you get that?
Online. Well Food Company. Ordered it. It's only 15 grams of scoop. So, like, today I used a scoop and about a half of another scoop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't had much luck with the protein powders.
It's not something that you absolutely have to have. I mean, if you have time to go eat afterwards, that's by all means your best option.
Yeah, I just can't get the taste.
I think that's one thing that I kind of want to touch on is most people, like, kind of don't really know kind of about post-workout nutrition and nutrition when it comes to exercise. And it's very, very simple. Eat real food. So I know a lot of people who, and I'm not going to name any names, but I know a lot of people, and this actually happens with a lot of like general public that you see, will spend a whole lot of money on supplements, but then basically eat whatever is available.
Right.
As opposed to the other way around, where you put most of your money or funds or whatever, most of your efforts or thoughts into actual real nutrition. So actual foods like eggs, bananas, green leaf vegetables, meats, red meats, chicken, seafood. So actually good, wholesome foods, but then they kind of want a quick fix, which is kind of the same thing that's wrong with like the medical industry, where it's like, take this pill and you'll be this, or take this pill and it'll fix this, as opposed to fixing the root problem, which is usually, I'll say, diet or eating habits.
Right. You can't fix bad eating habits by exercising extra.
Yes, I have learned that. But you're correct. You're absolutely correct.
Starts with the food first.
So to that regard, a lot of people kind of have it backwards, where it's like, oh, I'm going to go buy this pre-workout, this post-workout, this during workout, which I don't get that. People who like drink or eat something during a workout?
Yeah, but you're looking at people who probably do an extended workout. Again, it depends on somebody's training for an ultra marathon and they're on a bike for 40 miles or 60 miles, or they're running for 20 miles, then they need to eat something while they're going.
I just, I don't know. I have like a, and this is maybe my bias perspective, but I have like a really, really like just almost like a negative vibe when it comes to supplements. Like you've seen me for the last 2 years actually do stuff whenever I was like, hey, Thomas, I'm bored. Well, why don't you try this workout and do this and try CrossFit? And I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. But you've seen me. Have I ever taken a pre-workout ever?
No, well, you shouldn't need a pre-workout.
No, I shouldn't. But like, I've never been fond of the whole pre-workout like thing. I've contemplated doing creatine or beta-alanine, which we may talk about later on another podcast, but that's for different things. But I wouldn't take it more so as a pre-workout, but more so as like a morning kind of thing, like a daily morning kind of thing. So I was listening to Rob Wolf talk about some stuff when it comes to that.
Yeah, branched chain amino acids and that kind of thing. When it comes to the pre-workout stuff, by no means do you need to take, what are those popular drinks that everybody
like
does?
C4.
C4.
Like something really, it always has like damn like explosive, like NO explode, like something's always blowing up in this shit. Like I don't get it.
No reason at all that you should have to drink one of those before you work out.
Okay.
Cool. No reason.
Okay.
Like you just shouldn't. And like I don't
know. Yeah, I normally just drink like a bottle of water right before I work out.
Yep.
Just eat some food.
Well, I don't see, that's my problem. I normally don't eat before I work out because I've had like I've tried eating before that, like before working out, and I always feel like I'm going to get sick.
This is in mornings or in the afternoons?
Mornings.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's hard to work. It's hard to do that on a stomach, especially when you wake up.
That's why I'm eating after the workout now.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like, honestly, I just feel like I'm going to upchuck.
Beforehand.
No, not before, like during the workout. And it's just.
I've been there.
It makes it uncomfortable.
I've been there.
Yeah.
One other thing I wanted to kind of mention, since we're talking about nutrition and post-workout and all that stuff. If, let's say you're trying to lose weight, the ketogenic stuff is really, really good. And then carb backloading, which is another thing. A lot of bodybuilders actually do this too. It's kind of where I picked it up. There's a book out there called Carb Backloading, I think. It's by Kiefer. I haven't read it yet. Do plan on one of these days. But if you look at carb backloading, you hold off on all your carbohydrates, which is completely opposite of what you used to hear. Breakfast, bacon and eggs, no carbs. Maybe a little bit of spinach or kale, like very, very, very minimal carbs.
Okay.
Lunch, minimal carbs. Maybe a salad with a bunch of meat, or not potatoes, but meat. And then dinner is where you would actually add in your sweet potatoes or whatever carbohydrates that are there. So even if you work out in the morning or later in the day, you wouldn't actually put in your carbohydrates until during dinner. And that is supposed to help you lean out as much as anything else. So just something else to throw out there. Again, everything, it works different for everybody.
Okay, cool.
Any more recovery stuff, Cody?
But no, I mean, we'll talk about it, but just generally food over supplements is like one thing I kind of want to drive home. Because I get a lot of people who ask me, what kind of supplements are you? What are you taking? I'm just like, protein. Like, what? And it's just people are like dumbfounded or shocked by it. And I'm just like, I don't understand why I would spend a whole bunch of money on something that I really don't physically need, or I don't want my body to become dependent on it. Like, I just don't want that. And I remember, like, this is a funny story. I had one kid who kept bugging me and bugging me and bugging me. He said, what kind of supplements are you on? You got to be on something. You can't just be taking protein. And I looked at him, and I was straight face, and I was like, I'm on gorilla testosterone and shark DNA. And I walked away. And he was dumbfounded. And then, like, 5 seconds later, he starts asking me where I get this stuff from. And then my friend Mike had to tell him it was a joke.
Yeah, let's make sure everybody knows that is definitely a joke.
That is definitely a joke. And like this kid.
No,
was,
I've seen him do it.
Damn, don't. I can't talk about my connect, man, over in South Africa that gets me this stuff.
Big, large needle. You got to stick it. You got to stick it right in between C6 and C7 in your back, straight into the spinal fluid.
Stop telling everybody my secrets, Thomas.
Real food over supplements, if you can manage it. If you're putting in a lot of time, a lot of hours, then you can go to the supplements. If you have to have something quick and you work and you need to do some protein powder, you know, do your research, pick a good one. Well Food Company has some good stuff, and there's a bunch of other ones out there.
Cool.
I mean, I don't not support it or by any means advertise for anybody. We just talk about what we use. I know you've used a couple of different ones. Some of them make you run to the restroom and stuff, don't they?
No, but that vegetarian food made me run to the restroom. Like, we talked about it. What was it, last week?
Yes, sir.
Talked about that. But No, one thing that I really like is Nitro Peak by Inner Armor. Like, it's really good because of the fact that it has a relatively decent amount of carbohydrates in it. It's a protein powder, for that matter, but I always feel really recovered after it.
Sure.
And I've tried a bunch of stuff.
I will say this. Creatine is scientifically proven effective.
Okay.
So that is something else that if you want to do, if you are doing weightlifting or short duration things, creatine will help.
And it's cheap.
That should be, yeah, it's super
cheap. Don't buy the most expensive creatine you see. It's not worth it. Just buy the basic creatine and the container will last you for a while.
I bet it. Cool. We should get you some creatine, see if you start bouncing off the walls. That's not what it would do to you, but.
All right. Well, cool. And then just remember, along with the nutrition, your active recovery afterwards of after a strong workout, just, you know, like a light cool down afterwards to keep, just to let your muscles cool down and they don't like you, just stop everything and lock up. And most of all, don't sit down for extended period of times because your muscles will lock up. If you have any questions about recovery, again, you can always, again, we haven't set an email account up yet, but we will be doing that here in the next couple of weeks. But you can always get a hold of us again through our Twitter accounts. It's at Lift Like Cody, at Tim3584, and at Coach T-Bird.
Yeah, I'm about to pop this up and see if I can.
You gotta change it, man. But if you find one of us on social media, you're guaranteed to find the other.
Yeah, just find, well, and or if you just find one of us, you can throw us a question and we'll definitely reply back to you. On that topic, I just want to say I hope everybody has a great Labor Day coming up. The unofficial to official end of summertime for a lot of people, and it's your last, a lot of people's last hurrah and getaway. And in the pool. So we thank you all for listening to us on the podcast. And again, let your friends and family and everybody else know what we're up to. You know, we try to keep it light, but informative at the same time. Anybody else have anything to say for today?
I can't feel my toes. I took my foot out of the bucket and I can't feel my toes.
That's all right. You'll have to stand up and walk around and get the blood flowing again.
No, I think that wrap it up.
Cool.
You got something again?
Me?
Not you. You're over there. Just stay over there. Stay in your bucket.
Goals for the week? Anybody have a personal goal that they want to throw out there for the week?
Me doing post-workout stretching and post-workout mobility.
Okay.
Two mornings next week. I have to be up at 5 a.m. I'm going to start with two mornings, and then I'm going to go from there.
4:45.
You won't do it because you won't be up.
Watch me.
That's not 5 o'clock. I want 5 a.m.
I will call you at 4:59, and then it's gonna roll over on the second ring to 5 a.m.
All right, cool. And then so we'll just leave the show off again with a quote I found for the week. Sleep is that golden chain that ties the health and our bodies together. It's simple, but actually it's a good point. We were talking about sleep earlier, and sleep ties health and just everything. And life together. Ties it together because if you don't have enough sleep, you're not going to be able to function.
Absolutely.
All right, everybody. Thank you. And again, have a great Labor Day. Peace out.